Started the show today, and we were talking about the Braves last night and how weird it was. You called him a bum. Some people have already taken offense to the fact that the season's not over. Why are you calling him a bum? Austin Riley's been really good. Let's be clear.
Bum.
Mike just said he's not been good for the last two seasons.
He's batting 200. He's got 31 home runs in two seasons, okay, if you go back to 24 and 25. Now, ability, availability, we've talked
That's
about
right.
that. For all you guys with your secret agendas, i.e. racism, who crap on Acuna, but no, but Austin Riley gets a pass. Okay, and like I know that's a small percentage of Braves fans. I don't want to indict the entire Braves nation because that's not the case. But we get it on social media. Maybe it's toxic. I don't know. But there's always these guys that are just ready to harp on Ronald Acuna. And for some reason, Austin Riley gets a pass because he's a good old boy from Mississippi. He's not hitting. He just got picked off first base. Okay, you're not exactly a base stealer. And we talked about our first base coach conundrum. But, I mean, look, the good news is most people don't care because you're in first place by a long shot.
Yep.
And you're projected. But this is the stuff that will come back. He needs to start hitting. Okay? You can't have an empty hole in the lineup. Think about when he was hitting in 23. There was not a weak spot in that lineup. Same thing goes for 21, which with some of its parts had lineup. Guys, I'm not cherry-picking on Austin Riley. I'm just telling you, he's not doing his job. And as our old agent, who's up in heaven, used to say, Carl, to whom much is given, much is expected.
There is a lot expected.
I don't think that's unfair criticism of Austin Riley.
No.
I just know guys are ready to chirp about Acuna, who last time I checked is 40 points higher than Riley.
Guys, he's having one of the worst seasons of his career. It's just that simple. And when you are one of the marquee guys, if I was to ask any Braves fan, who are the three or four guys you can count on, right? The three guys would be in no particular order, Riley, Olsen, Acuna, right? Money Harris is having an amazing season, and maybe he's exceeding our expectations. But those three guys, you expect them to produce runs, Mike. You expect them to get on base. You expect them to be those guys at the plate. And two of those guys, Acuna's been hurt, now he's hurt again. The other guy, Olsen, is holding his weight. And then the third guy in Riley has not done a damn thing. So I'm not going to call him a bum, but people are reacting to you saying that because, oh, to your point, how beloved Austin Riley is. When a guy is not performing, he's not performing.
He's playing like he's not a bum as a human being.
No.
He's playing like
a bum. Like a bum.
I mean, guys, it is what it is. Riley's not hitting. You know, he's just not, okay? And then you like the entire team's base running has been abysmal. I think maybe that's the only area of Walt Weiss I would be maybe critical is they really overcorrected as far as trying to be aggressive on the base paths,
yeah.
And they had to dial it back, and that's fine. But I just feel as a fan, you know, Braves fans, you're living in a fool's paradise. You think it's not going to come back to bite you in the dog days of August if Riley keeps unperforming like this, underperforming like this.
Yeah, 404-726-0929. Can any of you say that's not the most disappointing part of this season so far? Like all the brilliant things that have happened with our team, including being in first place, Harris balling out of control, the contributions you're getting from the Dubons of the world. Like there's a lot of positives. This, and we're talking about Austin Riley specifically, the most disappointing thing so far this season, Mike. And we say that because the caveat is still the team has been so good. You can't throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Right.
So I just – you got to be able to, like, isolate this and say, hey, if there was one thing that I think we could correct and maybe help us get to the next level, it's not making a trade, guys. It's the guy you have on this team that's making a lot of money that should be hitting for you.
Right. So hopefully this changes. But, I mean, he's tried everything. We'll talk to Grant McCauley, guys, coming up at 520 live from the Twisted Oar here on Lake Lanier. Having a great time. Got a full house. Good time. Fun time. But, you know, I know that he's tried to be aggressive, start swinging earlier in the count,
yep.
First pitch swinging. Strikeouts have been really, I think for his career, is at a high, very high rate. So, again, he knows it. He's struggling. But, I mean, it's weird that this just never seems to get any traction with Braves Nation because he's one of their guys. That's fine. That's fine. I'm just saying, he hasn't done squat for the last three seasons.
No. And by the way, we would take the same approach if this was anybody else on the team. Like,
right.
This is
Ozzie, for instance.
This is what it is.
Ozzie's having a good year. The last 2 years for Ozzie have been terrible.
Yeah.
By his standards.
Well, that's why we wondered.
Here's the standard, right?
We wondered if Alex would pick up that option, right? Remember we had him on at the end of last season, and he was like, I'll give it to you guys. We're going to pick up the option. And we were like, oh, it wasn't necessarily a surprise because the money wasn't monumental, but it was a surprise more about coming off the season he had come off of. Do you think he can rebound? Obviously they did, and they picked it
well,
up.
I mean, he'll have the All-Star break because he ain't an All-Star to figure this out this year as Austin Riley. You know, and I don't know. We've talked about everything from changing his approach, his swing, where he stands in the box, a slump buster, to I don't know where you go. You know, I mean, look, the good news is you're spending more money per season, but it's only 1 year on Hassan Kim.
Yep.
But you've got guys who can pick up the slack, and Mateo has been great. Dubon has been great. But, you know, with Austin, you know, here's the problem, though, with Acuna and the, you know, in the outfield. Now you've got to play a guy every night in distress. You can't hit lefties if you have a lefty going
righty
up against you.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and it's – that's why I just – look, I just feel there's a window here. There's some really good things happening. I wanted to be proactive. But I don't know what the answer is. There's no answer for Austin. We can grab a pitcher. You can grab a hitter at the trade deadline to shore up the outfield. But how do you get Austin Riley on track?
Well, that's the thing. What if we still do those things and Riley's still not hitting? Like, to me, that's the biggest hole in this lineup. You're paying him too much, Mike, to sit him for, you know, for multiple series. So when we talk about, hey, you know, give him a rest, okay, that's going to be a game. It's not going to be three or four series.
Right.
So even if we do those things, that's still the biggest hole right now in this lineup. All right, want to hear from you guys at 404-726-0929. You can chime in because people were reacting to that as we were talking about the Braves losing last night, and it wasn't Austin Riley's fault.
No,
we were
no,
just
no.
saying
– nobody was hitting last night.
Nobody. But we were just saying, like, hey, this is something that needs to be better on this team. That's it.
And I just wonder, you know, look, Michael Harris, Money Harris from the second half of last season on through his parenthood has been raking.
Yeah.
And he's great. Can't wait. I just hope that Drake Baldwin doesn't lose that mojo because he was on fire. A guy hit me up earlier and says, you really need Murphy back. I don't know if we're going to see Murphy.
I don't think so
I don't
either.
Know if we're going to even see Murphy again this year.
I don't think
but
so.
But I get it. The wear and tear of a catcher, that's why you want to have some days where he's either DH'd or he's got the day off. But Murph, I mean, you tell me when Murph comes back.
It's a good question. It really is. All right, man. Day-Day is coming up. What's on his mind? We'll find out. Also, we'll talk more about this collapse. You saw and witnessed history last night, and it was pretty amazing. But when we come back, we'll find out what's on Day-Day's mind as we're live at the Twisted Orb.
I like this bar. What's that country song? I love this bar.
I Mike, love this that's bar. Every country song.
Well, yeah, you're right. In my Chevrolet.